Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 1380 WPHM. I love following John Gonzalez and Amy Sherman on Facebook, the Behind the Mitten Facebook page, because you never know where they're going to be next. They're up at Mackinac Island, at Crystal Mountain, or Gaylord, perhaps. You'll be hearing more about that this weekend on Behind the Mitten. John Gonzalez, Amy Sherman, good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You guys have really been covering some ground lately, haven't you?
We have. We went on a big adventure last week to bring more Behind the Mitten shows to all of you. And so we were lucky enough to go over the bridge and head up to Sault Ste. Marie. We visited our friends on the island really quickly. And then we headed down to Gaylord, one of our favorite towns in Michigan. And that is where our show is from this weekend.
Well, very good. Gonzo, what's your favorite part of Gaylord? What do you like to do when you get there?
Oh, my gosh. Well, obviously, we love staying on a treetops resort, but that's a good home base for us. But we love getting out in nature, hiking trails, you know, whether it's in the winter season for snowmobiling or during the summer, they have some great trail system there. And then some great food downtown, restaurants, and it's just a welcoming community. I think people will have a great time setting up base there and water sports, right, Amy? We have someone on the show this weekend that loves water sports.
Oh, yeah?
I think she loves them almost as much as me. Yeah, Christy Walcott joins us from the Tourism Bureau. And one thing I think people might not realize about the Gaylord area is they have over 90 inland lakes that you can swim on, kayak on, paddleboard, canoe on. There are four major rivers that get their start right in the Gaylord area, including the Sturgeon River. So there's just so much water to participate in. And Christy loves to paddleboard, and so she shares some of her favorite hidden forest lakes that she likes to go out to that you might not have ever heard of. And I love those little gems when people share those with us.
Yeah, that's so cool. You know, we spend so much time focusing on the Great Lakes here, and of course here in Port Huron, we're right on one of them. So we put a lot of attention on the Great Lakes. But there are so many really fun little inland lakes, especially up north, aren't there?
There sure are. And I think that's the other part of another great guest on the show is Mark Copeland from Chase Sporting Goods. And if you've not been into his shop there in Gaylord, you need to go. But you don't need to have all the gear already. I mean, you can go up there and just walk in the door, and his crew there, they live outdoor sports. So if you go there, like, you know what, I might be looking for a new, you know, paddleboard. Where could I go? I might need some camping gear. What do you recommend? And where do I go? That's the kind of service they provide. He's a lot of fun to talk to on the show.
You know, there's this ongoing conversation in Michigan about what you consider to be up north. You know, when you get in the car and you drive, where is up north? Gaylord definitely is up north, isn't it?
Well, Gaylord would not tell you that.
Oh, really?
we joke a lot with Gaylord that that they're the gateway to Sault Ste. Marie. They're, you know, your best stop for Mackinac Island, like all those kind of things. But, you know, when you think for Gaylord, up north is the UP, right?
So true. That's a good point.
But for us, definitely. Definitely they are up north. And it just is such a beautiful part of the state. And what I love about it is that, like John was saying, you can enjoy it any time of the year. And if you want to have, you know, shopping in a downtown area that's cute and charming, you can do that. And then if you want to go out and do some crazy mountain biking adventure, also available. And John mentioned that you can go into Jay's, which they have an incredible selection there. But one thing that came up for me was my bike recently got stolen. My kid brought it to college and it's gone. And I'm like, I don't have a bike anymore. They're like, we have so many outfitters here. You can just come and rent one. So like John said, even if you don't have what you think is the right equipment, they will help you out in Gaylord and find it for you. And that's what we always recommend if you're traveling, to go visit the tourism bureaus, because the minute you walk in there, everybody's there to help you. Everybody wants to tell you their favorite places. They're such a great resource, and you should totally use them when you're traveling.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned food and drink. What are we going to experience in Gaylord on your show this weekend?
Well, I have a thing for the pizza at Treetops Resort. I think Amy would agree with that. But it's a great new menu there. But downtown, you can find a Mexican restaurant, German cuisine. I mean, it's a little bit of everything downtown. But I don't know. Just those are some of my favorites to stick out.
Amy, how about you?
I love to stop by the Alpine Tavern. It just feels like, I don't know, it's such a classic institution in Gaylord. I think they've been around for over 40 years. Great bar scene, good food. It's just a really fun spot. So that would be my pick, maybe a little Alpine Tavern one night.
All right, sounds good. We'll be all about Gaylord this Sunday at noon behind the mitten on WPHM. By the way, you guys launched a new website recently. Remind everybody how they can connect with you online.
It's like the greatest website ever. It's amyandgonzo.com. It's so easy.
We will,
lots of good information there. And, of course, you can always follow us on social media, too.
We will do that. Guys, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. We'll be listening on Sunday.
Thanks so much.
All right,
thank you.
Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron, John Gonzalez and Amy Sherman behind the mitten. Sundays at noon here on WPHM. And, of course, if there's a Tiger game or something that preempts it, you can listen to it in its entirety at WPHM.net or on the WPHM mobile app or wherever you get podcasts. You can find the Behind the Mitten podcast. But you'll be able to hear it also on AM 1380 as the Tigers don't start till 1:15 on Sunday. So Behind the Mitten Sunday, 12 noon here on WPHM.